This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dr. Jack here on Good Day Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell, look, a chiropractor, GAPS practitioner. He is in the know, and he's here right now to serve you.
Welcome to the Good Day Health Show once again. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at theforbiddendoctor.com. I've been doing this, as you well know, for more than well over a decade with Doug. And I usually, during the week, jot down notes of questions from patients, and also from email that comes in asking for specific topics that I can address. And so in my little notebook of notes, I've had a couple of things hanging around for some time that I haven't talked about, but I think I'm going to do it today because for no other reason to open up some more space in my notebook. But one of the things I wanted to talk about was flavored milks. Now, I realize that may not be the most cutting concept in your mind at the moment, but it's something that needs to be said because these kids, these children in school lunches are being fed these flavored milks, and there's something that I want to say about that. And then if I have time, one of the most outrageous ideas that's still floating around out there as far as greenhouse gases and methane building up in the atmosphere is, the question is, do cows cause global warming? And to me, it's one of the most nonsense questions I've ever heard, but I wanted to address that as well because it has a direct impact on our own physiology, on human physiology as well. So that's what I want to try and do if I have enough time to get through all of these, or both of these subjects. But there's a lot of people, especially parents who aren't paying as close attention to this as they might otherwise do, think that flavored milks is just a milk that's got some flavoring, chocolate, strawberry, something that's mixed in. And that's not true at all. Flavored milks are highly sweetened beverages that are made with powdered skim milk. They are actually the dairy industry's way of getting rid of all the skim milk that's left over after the production of butter and the cream mostly for ice cream. And since Americans are huge ice cream eaters, and since Americans are eating more butter these days, now that they realize it's actually a healthy thing for them, there's this enormous amount of waste that's left over that the industry has to get rid of. And so with the advent of modern industrial agriculture, which separates all the farm animal species into confinement facilities, and I've done shows on this in the past, how terrible this is. It's no longer possible for the farmer to feed his leftover skim milk to his pigs after sending the cream to the dairy factory. So better thing to do with this low-fat waste product than, let's just give it to our kids. And so because the USDA dietary guidelines, school children are not allowed to have whole milk at lunchtime, the kind of milk that would help them to grow normally. The USDA won't allow whole milk for children in school. So instead, their choices are limited to low-fat and flavored milk beverages in chocolate and strawberry flavors. And these beverages contain more sugar per ounce than a can of soft drink. And so these students choose chocolate over plain milk 2-to-1. And there are reports of children in the breakfast programs actually putting chocolate milk on their cereal in the morning at schools, for schools that provide this before they go to class. Now, thanks to the efforts of Jamie Oliver, host of the Jamie Oliver's Food Revolution, plus input that comes in from thousands of concerned parents a lot of schools have dropped the flavored milk offering because the kids hate the watery, plain, low-fat milk, so they ended up not drinking milk. And, of course, the dairy industry isn't going to stand by and let that happen, especially as some policymakers have begun calling for the introduction of full-fat milk back into school lunches. So, shocking if that is. You know what? Give valuable butterfat to growing children? Well, of course, that would be horrible for the bottom line of the dairy industry. So the industry increased their lobbying efforts for flavored milks. And there is a publication from the American Dairy Association called the Dairy Promotion News. And in this particular issue that I was looking at, there was this article that's entitled, Checkoff Reinforces Importance of Offering Flavored Milk in Schools. End quote. Now, according to the article, and I'm quoting from it here, in response to recent changes in nutritional guidelines, allowing schools greater flexibility in meeting nutrition requirements, ADA Northeast distributed informational kits to 1,600 school districts about the importance of offering low-fat flavored milk to students. I'm not kidding. That's the article. And the promotional kit includes this flyer with this title, 5 Reasons Flavored Milk is Nutritious and Appealing to Schools and Students Alike. And then they included a mouse pad that features chocolate and strawberry and white milk logos. And the campaign seems to be working because many schools have already reintroduced, once it was taken out, these schools have reintroduced flavored milk thanks to the support of the local dairy farmers and cooperatives. End quote. Now, a few years ago, when researching the subject of flavored milk for a podcast I must have been doing, I don't know, 15 years ago or so, I was astounded to find 3 particular web pages online hawking flavored milk. And the typical arguments of these pages goes like this, quote, flavored milk is a terrific way for kids, teens, and adults to enjoy milk and get the same 9 essential nutrients found in milk, nutrients that can help kids grow into strong and healthy adults. The quote continues, milk, including flavored, is the number one food source of 3 of the 4 nutrients the Dietary Guidelines for Americans say both adults and children need to consume more of, vitamin D, calcium, and potassium. Research shows that children who drink flavored milk drink more milk overall, have better quality diets, do not consume more added sugar or fat, and are just as likely to be at a healthy weight compared to kids who do not consume flavored milk. In fact, flavored milk contributes only 4% of the added sugars to children's diets ages 2 to 18, while soft drinks and non-carbonated sweetened beverages contribute 46% of the added sugars. End quote. Why isn't flavored milk then a good way to get 3 out of 4 of the important nutrients in milk? I mean, since the milk has been heated, and once for pasteurization, and then they heat it again for the skim that's left to turn it into powder. I mean, any enzymes that help the body absorb calcium and phosphorus has been destroyed. You need vitamin D to utilize calcium and phosphorus, and it's unlikely that the vitamin D is going to be absorbed because that's a fat-soluble vitamin, and there's almost no fat in flavored milk. And these flavored milks typically also contain cornstarch, and carrageenan, which is very hard to digest, and natural and artificial flavors, vitamin A palmitate, and the strawberry-flavored milk on the label of it lists high fructose corn syrup, along with sugars, plus natural flavoring and red dyes, but there's something missing from the strawberry-flavored milk. Can you guess? Yeah, there's no strawberries. And so back to the newsletter here from the American Dairy Association Northeast. On the back page is a photo of Abby Koppenhaver. It's a New York dairy farmer, registered dietitian. She's participating in the Ironman race by Team Chocolate Milk, for Pete's sake, and shown drinking a bottle of low-fat chocolate milk. She did the marathon, congratulations, Abby, which consists of a 2.5-mile swim, 112-mile bike ride, and a 26-mile run. She did it in 14 hours, 4 minutes. The winners typically complete that course in just over 9 hours. It took her over 14. Now, she looks nice and slim, as this picture here, as she should, engaging in so much exercise. But on the opposite page to where her picture is, there's two group photos of the state dairy princesses. The outgoing winners, the new incoming winners that are the state dairy princesses. And recently, at a dairy conference, a dairy farmer who was promoting whole milk for school children pointed out that all 6 of these teenage girls, the 3 going out, the 3 coming in, are all overweight, and some of them quite a bit. Now, the dirty little secret of these flavored milks is that they provide the perfect combination of ingredients for weight gain, and that's the point I want to get to here, in spite of what the industry is saying. First is the low-fat powdered milk, because if you feed low-fat milk to pigs, who have a metabolism very similar to you and me as human beings, they will rapidly gain weight. Now, they will stay lean if they're fed whole milk. And it seems that, you know, it's counterintuitive, I know, but people who've been listening, especially you, to my podcast here with Doug for some time now, know that we need animal fats to stay slim. They give us energy, it supports the thyroid, it helps with detoxification so that those toxins won't need body fat to lodge in, and it contributes to satiety. You can have a glass of whole milk and a glass of skim milk, and after you drink the glass of skim milk, you're looking for something to eat. You drink a glass of whole milk, and you could go a couple hours without ever getting hungry. And then the sugars, or the combination of sugar and the high fructose corn syrup, the added sweeteners in one serving of flavored milk adds up to 25 to 30 grams. Now, 30 grams is about 2 tablespoons of sugar. In those little cartons that they drink at lunch or breakfast, 2 tablespoons of sugar. And if this added sugar contributes only 4%, as they said, of sugar intake to kids ages 2 to 18, then these kids are eating a heck of a lot of sugar, probably because the flavored milk leaves them so unsatisfied. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. I will be right back.
Time for us to visit as we get into the spring season. Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin to talk about how you can look your best. If you get started now, you're motivated to do it. All right, so Elizabeth, the reason for going to Calitrin in and of itself, a company doesn't succeed for 27 years if it doesn't work.
Yeah, that's right. You know, I mean, we've been able to help customers lose weight safely since 1997. So for 27 years, we've got a product that has been proven safe. It's proven effective. It's got a huge 86% success rate with 90 days, and you get a team of support, too. So we're here to do everything we can to help you see the results with this product.
All right, let's talk for about 30 seconds about the special $10 off every bottle.
Yes, discounts on every single month of Calitrin. So the more you need, the more you're going to save. It's on our website, toploss.com.
Check it all out at toploss.com. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com. And once again, I'm not a forbidden doctor. The forbidden doctor is that doctor that's deep, deep inside your body. The doctor that keeps running your body all day long without you ever paying any attention to what your heart is doing, what your digestive system is doing, what your elimination system, your immune system. These things are all controlled by a life force that's deep inside of us. And that life force is there while we're alive. And when we're not alive anymore, the life force is gone. That life force is what I refer to as the forbidden doctor, because Big Pharma and the healthcare industry does not want you to know or understand that this doctor is alive inside of you, and it only needs a few things to get the job done. It needs rest, it needs clean water, and it needs whole foods. And when you provide these things for that forbidden doctor inside you, and I say forbidden because the industry forbids you to know about it, that's the forbidden part, you can enjoy lasting health. As I've said many times on this program in the past, I honestly believe 90% of the suffering that goes on in this country, disease or otherwise, is simply from malnutrition. The body not getting the micronutrients it needs. And so the older we get, the more it starves, the more symptoms show up, and the prevailing controlling interest in healthcare wants to use their chemical poisons to deal with the symptoms of malnutrition. All right, let me go on here. There's a third ingredient in flavored milk that can cause weight gain. And I talk about this many times in the past. And the answer is free glutamic acid, basically MSG. And it's formed during the milk powdering process. And also it's lurking in the artificial and the natural flavors. Now, researchers will use MSG to induce obesity in test animals. And a study at the University of North Carolina found that people who eat more MSG are more likely to be overweight or obese, no matter how many calories they consume. And here's a good explanation of how MSG disrupts the human metabolism to cause weight gain. And that is simply the fact that it interrupts glycolysis processes that does not allow your body to use glucose properly for energy that it needs, and so it stores it as fat. And the fact that, these spokespeople can promote these food-like products is simply an indictment of the entire dairy industry. They are absolutely not appropriate for anyone, especially growing children. I mean, what kind of society believes that it's a good idea to feed such garbage to children? And does this have anything to contribute to the growing rate of obesity of children inside of our country as of now, 2024? So I'm always addressing these kinds of things with patients on a regular basis, and I'm just happy to make it a part of the Good Day Health Show podcast this particular time so I can refer my patients to it, as I often do. GoodDayHealthShow.com/podcast. There's hundreds of them there between me and Dr. Ken. All right, after the break, I want to talk about the eternal question that keeps us awake half the night. Do cows cause global warming? One popular argument for avoiding meat is the premise that cows emit methane in their burps and their farts, and for this reason, contributing to global warming. I know that's laughable. It's extremely laughable. I'm not surprised that you're laughing right now. So after we get back from the break, I want to get into this from a little bit more of a serious discussion. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Six alternate jurors have been selected for former President Trump's hush money trial, joining the already established panel of 12 jurors. Opening arguments are set to begin on Monday. The U.S. is blocking the United Nations from approving a Palestinian request for full membership status by using its veto in the Security Council.
The draft resolution has not been adopted owing to the negative vote of a permanent member of the Council.
The U.K. and Switzerland abstained from Thursday's vote while the remaining 12 members voted yes. President Biden is mobilizing union workers to support his bid for re-election. Speaking at a conference of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers in Washington, D.C. Friday, the president highlighted how his bipartisan infrastructure legislation is fostering the creation of new unionized positions, proudly dubbing himself the most pro-union president in American history. John Schaefer, USA News.
Attention small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Jack Stockwell as we continue here on Good Day Health.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at the Good Day Health Show at ForbiddenDoctor.com. I'm happy to announce that shortly I have a whole new webpage coming that is much more user-friendly and much cleaner and I think much more attractive in its design. That will be coming up here within the next 2 weeks. All right, I told you before the break, I want to talk about this silly, silly notion that cows cause global warming. And I know that's laughable, at least anybody that can think about this. My first question, of course, is how long have cows been on the planet? Oh, no, that's not a fair question to ask, Jack, because there's more cows now than before because we're eating too much red meat. Well, how do you know that? And what about 150 years ago, when there were 40 million buffalo in North America, were those animals farting and burping, and were they eating grass? Were they producing excess gas back then that was causing the Earth to go through terrible warming cycles? I know it's a silly, stupid question. But all over the internet, you can find statements like this, quote, The most important conclusion for ourselves is eat much less meat and dairy products. This is one of the most effective ways to reduce our personal carbon footprint and to generally reduce our personal negative impact on the environment. I just want to laugh. According to a 400-page report by the Food and Agricultural Organization entitled Livestock's Long Shadow, the world's 1.5 billion cattle are most to blame for global warming. I'm serious. That's what this article says. Quote, livestock are responsible for 18% of the greenhouse gases that cause global warming, more than cars, planes, and all other forms of transport put together. Now, I'm not sure if you're aware of it. I'm a pilot. I'm a multi-engine pilot. I'm not current in anything. I haven't flown for a while. But there are programs that you can go to on the internet where you can watch the airplanes in the sky. It's almost like you're at a traffic control center, and you can see all the airplanes that are in the sky over the entire Earth at any one time. And you can click on a particular plane, and it will tell you where it came from, where it's going, its altitude, its speed. Do you know how many airplanes are in the sky right now as you're listening to this podcast? About 10,000 airplanes, jets, high-altitude jets, burning jet fuel with all of the exhaust coming out of these jet engines, about 10,000 of them right now. And to even suggest that cows can outdo that is absolutely laughable. Here's another quote. Quote, so as weather patterns become more and more chaotic, blame the burgers, blame the steaks, the ribs, and the sausages, and other products of the massively overpopulated cows around the globe. Interestingly enough, sausages made from pigs, not cows, but they said sausages. But, and it says, sure, cracking down on coal may be part of the fix, but there's a long-term solution to climate change that everybody can do right now. Get the animals off our plates. End quote. I'm serious. I'm not making this up. Now, the original version of AOC, you know, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's Green New Deal resolution, calls for, quote, a World War II-style mobilization effort to eliminate greenhouse gas emissions from agricultural operations. We set a goal to get to net zero rather than zero emissions in 10 years because we aren't sure that we'll be able to fully get rid of farting cows and airplanes that fast. Yes, get rid of airplanes. Now, she has since removed the word farting from the fact sheet. But with rubbish like this coming out of Congress, can vegetarianism by law and a ban on air travel be far behind? Now, methane has the chemical formula of CH4. It's just one atom of carbon and four atoms of hydrogen. And methane is the main component of natural gas. If you've got a gas stove in your home, if you've got a gas heater, furnace in your to heat your home, that's methane is the main component of that gas. And it's also created by certain types of bacteria that break down plant matter, whether it's inside or outside the cow. And in a quick search of the internet will show you the largest source of atmospheric methane are the wetlands, the marshes, the swamps, the bogs, the peat, where they harvest large amounts of peat. And strangely enough, the Environmental Protection Agency is committed to preserving these wetlands, even increasing them. And another big contributor is rice paddies. And I wonder if that is why the latest what's called EAT, Eat Lancet report, it comes from the Lancet, the British Medical Journal, or not the British Medical Journal, the Lancet Medical Journal, doesn't mention rice as a staple food. I wonder. But you can go online and you can see graphs of the sources of atmospheric methane. And at the most, and I'm looking at a report right now, unfortunately I can't put it on here, it's from 2018, and it shows that chickens, cows, pigs, other animals as a part of animal agriculture, at the absolute most, might contribute to 13%. And that's assuming that the theories are correct. Now, since cows break down vegetable matter in their rumens, and those are the pockets of the stomach. Remember, a cow has one stomach, but it's got four pockets. They're called rumens. That's why it's referred to as a ruminant. Other ruminants are sheep and deer. A horse is not a ruminant. A horse just has one big, gigantic stomach. But the methane from these little pockets in the stomach escapes out of one end or the other of the cow. And cows, of course, are a convenient target for all the meddling, busybody bureaucrats. Since no one dare proposes filling in the wetlands or forbidding the production of rice or cutting down rainforests and getting rid of the termites in the rainforests that produce methane, which are other significant sources of methane. So according to lots of highly trained scientists, the Earth's atmospheric methane concentration has increased by 150% since 1750, and it accounts for 20% of the total what's called radiative forcing from all of the long-lived and globally mixed greenhouse gases. The two other main greenhouse gases are nitric oxide and carbon dioxide, and methane usually breaks down much more quickly than the other two do. So, according to climate scientists, this increase in methane is the main cause of global warming. I mean, who am I to argue? I'm not a global warming specialist, nor a methane specialist by any means. But I read. So I have just one question. If the increase in methane is causing global warming, how come methane levels, according to their own so-called scientific papers, until recent times, presumably flat prior to 1750, and it has no relation to the actual temperature trends over the last several hundred years, including what is known as the medieval warm period that was in the 1600s, where it was strangely warm, followed by the Little Ice Age, where it was strangely cold for a period of time. The Little Ice Age was a period of cooling that occurred between the medieval warm period and so-called global warming of today. And so we know that there are periodic cooling cycles alternating with warming cycles. This is no big surprise. The Arctic ice and the ice research that is done with the glaciers in the Alps, where these glaciers are over 100,000 years old. And as they drill through to various layers, there are different pockets that show up that have trapped gas inside of it. And also particulate matter that falls out of the sky at certain layers of the ice. And as they go through, they can actually go back and see the weather history from as much as 100,000 years. And there are periods of time when it was unusually warm, and there are periods of time when it was unusually cold, like a pendulum swinging back and forth. And most of that study has happened since over the last 11,000 years, since the last ice age. Now, leaving this little inconvenient fact aside, I want to focus on the cows. There's approximately 90 million cows in the U.S. today, down from about 150 million, something like that, back in the mid-70s. And worldwide, the number of cows have remained stable over the last decade. Yet methane seems to be increasing. Another inconvenient fact. Now consider that prior to 1700, as I mentioned earlier, these wild ruminants covered the whole North American continent. Estimates range as high as 70 million bison, which are larger than cows, therefore they produce a lot more methane per animal, about 30 million elk, 40 million deer, 20 million pronghorn sheep, and it goes on and on, numbers that exceed by far the current ruminant population inside our country. And moreover, there were about 60 to 400 million beavers creating dams, ponds, and wetlands throughout this continent. Most of those wetlands, of course, are gone now. But by some estimates, maybe 95% less today than before we started to colonize this country, all of them producing methane. Yet atmospheric methane is said to be increasing today. Another inconvenient fact, because this anomaly leads to one question about assumptions of methane levels in the past. And there's a lot of good internet discussions about what is causing the rapid increase in methane during the last few decades. And one culprit that a lot of people are pointing their fingers at is the shale gas production, where they go into shale, the big pockets of shale, especially in Canada, and they find these huge pockets of gas inside of shale, and they trap that, of course, for the sale of natural gas. And so there are people saying, well, it's the stuff that's leaking from this that's causing the increase in methane. But for sure, it's not the cows. You go right ahead and enjoy your hamburger, preferably a grass-fed burger, without any qualms anymore about destroying the planet. And why is grass-fed better? Grass-fed better in terms of climate change? Because well-nourished pasture is a big sink for carbon. They reduce the so-called greenhouse gases. However, the global warming folks are not likely to give in to any rational discussion, because it's not about cows, it's not about methane, as you well know. It's all about proposals for taxing grass-fed cows coming very soon. In a few moments, I will be joining Doug, and I just want to refer to my website, ForbiddenDoctor.com. There are lots of podcasts there on so many different subjects. And also GoodDayHealthShow.com for hundreds of podcasts over the years. So I will be joining up with Doug here in just a few moments. Take a quick break, and then I will be right back. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at JackStockwell.com.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin to talk about how you can look your best. If you get started now, you're motivated to do it.
If you go on our website, toploss.com, you can see we've got tons of resources on there. We've got lots of information about how the product works, how it's good for the side benefits, like the better sleep, the less joint pain, the more energy. All the science is on there. It explains it exactly how it works for that, how it's safe. It's drug-free, stimulant-free, and safe, even if you're on medications. I'm talking about your heart patients, your diabetics. You can check that out. I've personally had results with this product. I lost 40 pounds with it years ago. Now I just use it for maintenance. It's not something you have to be on forever. A lot of people ask us that. Do you have to be on it forever to keep the results? And that is no. There's not going to be rebound weight gain as soon as you get off of this product.
All right, go to toploss.com, use the Doug Steffen code, just Doug, actually, D-R-U-G. Make sure you get the best deal and free shipping. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government, or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
For another brief episode in the history of Good Day Health, Dr. Jack Stockwell is here from his clinic in Salt Lake City. He has some fabulous experiences, fabulous stories, fabulous attitudes, fabulous ways to help keep you on the right course. So if you look at the, if you go back in time, I mean, every week we have these 2 hours, one with Jack Stockwell, one with Ken Kronhaus, offering help on your quest for the best health possible. Jack has different ways, different thinking than does Ken. And so that is noted here as we try to understand the whole business of salt. I find myself often listening to the two of you, Jack and Ken, as you pit your information, not against each other, but as contrary. And that's one of the reasons that I do it the way I do it, because people should hear both sides of the story. So you were listening last week when Ken took the position that he did. He doesn't think you should put salt on anything at all. And he doesn't think you should put sugar, have any sugar in your system either. I think it's hard to avoid both of them. But you don't agree on the salt. As a matter of fact, you vehemently disagree with him when it comes to the salt shaker. So you want to explain that?
Yeah, it's like the debate on, with vitamins. How many vitamins? Should you take this? Should you take that? Without ever contradistinguishing between vitamins that were made in a laboratory and the real right. vitamins that come from food. It's the same thing with salt. Usually when there's a disagreement on salt, and salt can lead to water retention, can lead to higher blood pressures, there's no distinguishing difference established between what would be considered table salt and sea salt. Now, I would agree with him with table salt. Table salt has one mineral, just sodium, and way too much of it. Plus, it has anti-slaking additives in there to keep the stuff flowing, like when it rains, it pours kind of an idea. And that's the wrong kind of stuff. The right stuff is the salt that's colored. It's either pink or it's gray. If it's gray, you know it's sea salt. It came from the French coast. If it's pink, you know it's Himalayan sea salt. This salt has as many as 84 minerals in it. And our bodies are so dependent on minerals, let alone all the chlorides that are present. And your body needs the chloride from salt to form hydrochloric acid. And so with the patients that I deal with that are on salt-restricted diets, almost invariably they have some kind of digestive problems because they're not making enough hydrochloric acid to break down the proteins. So I just wanted to make that. When you hear stuff
does
like
that
this,
contribute to lots of gas and that sort of thing?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely, because that stuff will it'll fester. It'll ferment.
Yeah.
And so when stuff sits in the stomach for too long because it's not sufficiently acidified, it'll turn into a little volcano and start blowing these acids up your throat. And then you think you got acid in digestion when you didn't have enough acid.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to make that clarification.
Yeah, no, you did. That's very good. Now, I think that we were talking, and this is something that we didn't spend as much time on as I would like to have, the blood thinners that are important. There are 9 of them, and you maintain at your website, ForbiddenDoctor.com, that these are kind of musts. I was looking at what I have. The cayenne pepper I wouldn't touch with a 10-foot pole because it's just so... It's dangerous.
Well, it's rough on the stomach. Some people get a kick out of it. Other people, it's just too sensitive. Mm.
But garlic is easy enough, and ginger.
Yes.
And ginkgo, and green tea, and the fish oil. See, I maintain, Ken says to me that I have no plaque in my thoracic cavity, and he even attributes it, you know, he says, I don't understand this. And I said, how about I take 3 fish oil capsules a day? Does that make it understandable? And he looked at me and he said, yeah. And so I think that's one of the easiest ways for me, between that and turmeric or turmeric or curcumin or whatever you want to call it. I think there are such benefits there that are so easy. And the green tea, I think, also. Don't you think the green tea
I agree with you. These are the things that our species has been using for time immemorial to have good, healthy blood circulation. And we know
knowing it. They didn't know it. They don't know that turmeric is, you know, the Indians,
they don't study nutrition. Nutrition is not a part of medical education.
Food is medicine.
How to sell drugs.
That's the mantra, doctor.
Body healthy.
Dr. Jack Stockwell, ForbiddenDoctor.com. Check it out there, or JackStockwell.com. This is Good Day Health with Dr. Jack. I'm Doug Steffen.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million-dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.